Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Carson Bach, attorney extraordinaire, does a lot of contract work with coaches and beyond, and he goes to court a lot. So he sees the fire, he feels the fire a lot. So I always like talking to him about different topics because he's negotiated a lot of deals for coaches, et cetera. But now we enter in this NIL, which I find to be just fascinating. SEC talked about it, Nick Saban and that group, and Lane Kiffin says, do you have a salary cap? And it's so many things because it's moved at warp speed. That I'm not sure how to get your arms around this and who's going to be the winners and who's going to be the losers, but there's some other issues that go with it, and that's why we bring Carson into the program. Carson, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good, good. You've been in the legal industry for a long time. When you first saw this, when they said, hey, players are now, athletes could do their name, image, likeness, what struck you as the biggest concern, or what did you say from an attorney standpoint with, they just opened Pandora's box to what?
Well, from my perspective, it's great because it's just extra employment.
Sure.
But from the world's perspective, right, who is going to educate everybody that hears NIL on what it means?
Yeah.
So what's going to be the thought process, right? That's my thought.
Yep. So name, image, likeness is a pretty broad. So if you have like a video game of a particular university, do kids get in on that if they're using their number and their name? Or how broad does this thing, from a legal standpoint, how broad does it spawn out?
Well, huge, huge, huge. You own everything about you as long as you haven't signed it away. So you got to read the fine print when you sign that contract with the university, and they're telling you what the agreement, the contract is between you and the university when they're going to give you a 1/8 scholarship or a 1/4 scholarship or a 1/2 scholarship or, oh my God, a whole scholarship, what you're giving them. Now, today, you've got a whole new arena. You've got a place where you can hire somebody that tells you, hey, wait a minute, before you sign that deal and they give you 4 years of education and room and board and no books and not all the other stuff, but they allow you to get insurance and everything. Hey, you need an attorney to tell you how much money you can make on your name, image, and likeness. And you have to define that for them.
So I don't understand. How do you define it? What's the definition of what is that unique thread that you're talking about putting through the needle that defines name, image, and likeness and versus what?
So growing up, you remember seeing kids playing at some of the big universities that everybody knows, and they didn't have their names on the back of their uniforms.
Yep.
We just saw a number and a helmet.
Yep.
We don't know who that is. Today, if your name's on the back, we can identify you. It's even beyond that. If you get a little video game now and you get to play Notre Dame and it's from the year 2021, mm-hmm. and you know half their lineup, hey, if one of those guys has that number, that guy could get paid.
That is his image and likeness right there, right?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And think about the difference between sports where you can identify the person, college basketball, men's or women's, okay, versus football. Do you know who the guy is that's number 87? You have no idea until all of a sudden, bang. And then that becomes a moneymaker for that individual in that time frame.
But how do they convert that into money if that ship's already sailed and they're making these games? And now you say what? I get one, depending on how many guys show up in the game, how do you determine your cut?
So let's go backwards a little bit. There's the theory that college athletics is amateurism and that all the sports are amateur sports. What you're really doing here is giving buying and leverage power to the individuals that make up those sports. So if there's any way, and of course, when there's a number on the back of a jersey, male or female, we know who it is, that person can command some leverage to get something in a contract. Now, if one school wants that individual, and they're willing to have a booster or somebody come and say, well, I want number 87, using that number again, I want number 87 to sell cars or 87 to do this, then all of a sudden, whether anybody knows who 87 is, there's money coming out from third parties paying number 87 on your school to push a product or to even come and sign with your school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to know who it is. Again, if you have pictures like baseball cards that people can think of and you can see pictures. But think about the broadness of the scope here. All it is turning college athletics and giving the athletes who generate these billions of dollars for colleges and conferences and so on the opportunity to get a piece of their name, image, or likeness.
Okay.
The argument as to what a name, image, and likeness is, we're going to leave that for the courts the next 10, 15 years
okay.
to argue.
So let me give you another example. When the Gopher football team really doesn't have a lot of guys that are household names, you know, and especially if you go through the whole roster. But every year, whoever that person is that you would consider to be maybe the most identifiable, maybe Tanner Morgan this year, you'll go to Macy's and you'll see a rack and it'll have Gopher football jerseys with his number on it. Number two in this case, let's just say. Now, it doesn't say Morgan on the back. It's just the Gopher jersey with number two. Does that qualify as taking advantage? Because you know you're intentionally using the most popular number or the most popular player you can find. You're trying to find that number because you think it will sell more jerseys. But you're not saying it's him and you're not putting his name on the back. What does that do?
So think about your question in the professional context, but let's apply it to what we're learning how it's happening in college sports, okay? If you sell a jersey in the NFL in football, then the players, and quarterbacks get more than anybody else, the players get a cut of that, okay? Now, the same thing's going to happen in college sports. You and I are going to know who the quarterback is, but a lot of people may not. But if they
Right.
go in and they buy his jersey, yes. That individual player, before he signs a scholarship with the university, can have a separate contract with the university to say, hey, you sell this jersey during this period of time, I want that. Now,
okay.
has that leverage developed yet? Not in the people we're talking about at the University of Minnesota, but if you go down in the SEC, you can bet this conversation has been had by a handful of coaches that are telling you their opinion of NIL, right?
Yep. Hey, well, let's just because what you're saying is, let's say you want to force that issue because it makes sense. It's your number. People are buying your jersey, et cetera. Okay, so you go in and you say, hey, if you're going to send out and market my jersey at Macy's and it's going to have my number on, even though it doesn't have my name on, I should get a cut of that. Well, what the university can do, unless they think it's going to be an off-the-racks, can't-keep-it-in-stock jersey, they can say, okay, we just won't use your jersey then because we'll just use a different number because we think most of the people would buy it and just go for fans and they're not particular about the number, right? So there is a risk reward there. It's not as if you can just say, hey, man, I want a piece of everything because the university can also say, okay, I get it. We just won't use your number then.
Absolutely. And I want to take you back to the first question that you asked me. Stop and think about the window that creates in my profession. Okay. So my number's two, and you're showing the 2022 Gophers, and you don't have the quarterback on your game or on your poster with the number two. Instead, you got a number that there's no rostered guy.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm going to sue you. You violated our deal. What's the deal? Do you know what the deal is? Does the public know what the NIL deal is between a recruit for a scholarship coming into the University of Minnesota and why that recruit wants to come to the University of Minnesota? Because some business in the Twin Cities wants to use that individual in an NIL deal? No, they have no idea.
I see, because you already got a deal in your pocket.
Exactly.
And now you're violating, you're screwing me over because you're taking me out of the equation. And the reason I came to this institution is because there's a business, and I don't need to tell you that because it's not my job to tell you that. But they came to me and said they want to market your jersey, and now you're saying we're going to take your jersey off the shelves. Well, you can't do that because I already cut my deal.
Exactly.
So you've got all kinds of implications here.
Absolutely. So when you hear people like Nick Saban making comments, or you hear Jimbo Fisher making comments, or you see Lane Kiffin making comments, you got to stop and look at who the individuals are that are trying to educate you on what the issue is. Do you track with me here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They want to let you know the complexities of it.
Oh, my God. They're trying to tell you what's a problem for them. Okay?
Yeah.
If they don't have a line of boosters that has got a bunch of money to sign independent deals with these kids to come to their schools through the university. And every university right now is scrambling to educate itself and prepare itself with new employees that understand all of these marketing opportunities, these contract deals and everything. Well, all of a sudden it's semi-professional sports is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, Carson Bach is our guest, and we're all trying to learn this on the go. Lane Kiffin brought up the idea of a salary cap because, you know, obviously they use it in professional sports. That doesn't violate anything if you agree to it. The problem with that, correct me if I'm wrong again, is as soon as you go to salary cap, now you're going to have some kind of a players union or something that signs off on something that agrees to a salary cap, correct?
Well, we're a few steps ahead of ourselves. There was an effort, if you'll recall, the Northwestern kids tried to put together a union and get certified by the National Labor Relations Board for a union to represent Division I athletes. That didn't pan out. But what you're getting at is the bargaining and leverage power of the individuals, right? Negotiating with the schools individually and forming all these individual contracts. Lane Kiffin wants there to be a salary cap because he doesn't have as many boosters with as deep of pockets.
Sure, so let's make sure Alabama doesn't have too much to spend, right?
Exactly. Yep. Maxie, where are we when we're talking about salary caps in NIL and college football?
And this is like overnight, right?
Right. Well, so back to the original question. This is the greatest thing in the world for people to do what I do.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. I get contacted at least twice a month by people on NIL deal issues.
Well, and because it's so new to everybody, and there's nothing illegal about it, you get to have representation. You get to go out and cut your own deals. You're not doing anything under the table anymore if you want to go for this stuff.
Mike, it might be a picture of a gymnast in a uniform by a balance beam. How can that disqualify somebody from amateurism, right? Mm-hmm. It might be a picture of a football player in colors that look like what he wears for his college team. It could be anything. You track with me? Name, image, likeness. All of this is going to have to be litigated and argued about before anybody's going to know, well, where's the gray line?
Okay.
And what Kiff and all the coaches that we were talking about, what they're worried about is how much money do I have?
How much money do I have, and how do I get more? Now, here's the other piece.
Exactly.
Of it. Now, the complications of this. And mainly, they're going to be the high-end, high-profile kids. Let's be honest about this. You know, the non-revenue sports, it'll be Gabe Stevenson's going to make some money and already has, but they're not. He's few and far between. But let's just say, hypothetically again, you go, okay, you need to make appearances for me, and Sunday at 8 o'clock, I've got you coming out here to do an appearance for $2,000. You go, great. All of a sudden, the team doesn't play well on Saturday. A coach says, we are having a team meeting on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Right? I mean, literally, these are the kind of things that are going to come up.
The level of interface between college coaches and players today is so radically different than when I started this. And if you think about college sports being a developmental, a learning, an educational aspect, what we used to think, and again, I'm not sure naive at this, but what we used to think happened a long time ago. When kids would go to college and they would learn, they'd be in the college experience, and then that would prepare them to be a professional. Today, at the college level, from the moment that coach is recruiting that individual under the NCAA rules, they are dealing with a professional. Whether or not the child, amateur, young, just over age of 18 athlete is prepared, they are talking about issues that coaches want to control, and it's completely out of their realm.
The ultimate control freaks are losing control, and there are no bigger control freaks than college coaches, as you know, Carson, for better or for worse. Now, you've done a lot of deals here in Minnesota. I don't see the University of Minnesota being a hotbed for NIL deals for kids in general. I mean, I can see high-end people getting paid, but if you, I don't see the starting linebacker making a lot of money off of this, and I can see him making some money in other schools. Do you see it that way or not in terms of the appetite for?
Maxie, let me throw this at you. How many Division I schools do we have now in the Minneapolis Twin Cities area?
Well, St. Thomas and the Gophers.
Thank you. Now you know what I'm saying. There's the answer to your question. how long is it before you're going to see somebody offered some ridiculous amount of money, the University of St. Thomas, in some way to do something because it's for the Catholic Church or it's associated with any of the benefactors or whatever. Who cares? And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, who's the University of St. Thomas? Do you follow me?
Yeah, for sure. And if I'm them, I'm trying to play that card to get the attention. Now, the bigger problem that the University of St. Thomas is going to have right now is going to be if they get that right recruit and he's really, really good and he has two good seasons on Johnny Towers' basketball team, guess what? We're sitting down here at Creighton and we need the guy that has the same skill set that you do. You want to see our NIL deals and the transfer portal means that you can step right in and start. So it's not just how schools benefit from it. A school like St. Thomas is going to have to really be on guard to protect themselves.
How long before the NCAA finally publicly admits they've lost control with the transfer portal?
Yeah.
Okay? It's free agency is what you're talking about. Is it restricted? No, we don't have any restrictions. The NCAA doesn't have any. So stop. And I want to make sure for your audience I throw this out there. It's not just the boys. There's girls soccer players.
Absolutely. Everybody's in. Everybody that can get in is in. It's capitalism.
Mike.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie and say I get 50-50 between male and female calls for what I do. I'm just telling you, I get potential female clients that would make wonderful NIL clients for an attorney like myself messing in this area that schools are going to have to deal with. And that fundamentally changes college athletics. It fundamentally changes the funding structure of how college athletics works. And that's why you're starting to hear so much from people. I want you to stop and think about this. The people talking, besides being head coaches, are arguably the highest paid public employees of all of these states.
Yes, they are.
Got it?
Yep.
Are they experts because they've managed to leverage their position and obsession of people with a college sport?
Are they maybe.
Exactly. So people, this goes back again to one of the first questions you asked, and I'm trying to tell you, where are people going to learn what NIL is? Yeah. Does your kid have an opportunity to generate income because they can play a sport well? Yes. Get educated. Hire an attorney. Here's a public service message. Hire attorneys like myself to help you go through this area because it is an absolute cornucopia, wild, wild west.
James, appreciate it very much. We'll talk soon.
Take care, Maxie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.